Feeder cattle futures rallied higher on Thursday as corn futures fell. USDA pegs all hay acres slightly more than last year. Coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmael. Howdy to all. This is Wes Ishmael with your Cattle Current Market Update for Friday, the 1st of July. Grain markets were the story on Thursday as corn and soybean futures tumbled, likely having more to do with quarter-end fund liquidation than the latest USDA grain stocks and acreage reports, which were likely regarded as neutral overall. More on those reports momentarily. On Thursday, corn futures closed 24 to 35 cents lower through new crop contracts and then mostly 11 to 20 cents lower. Soybean futures closed mostly 19 to 29 cents lower. Feeder cattle futures climbed an average of $2.17 higher Thursday, from $1.50 higher at the back to $2.87 higher in spot August. Expiring spot June live cattle futures closed $1.20 higher at $138, and then an average of $0.32 higher, except for unchanged to an average of $0.21 lower in three contracts. Cattle futures are higher again so far today. Negotiated cash fed cattle trade in the Texas Panhandle Thursday was a dollar lower than the previous day at $137 a hundredweight, which was steady to a dollar lower for the week. Elsewhere, trade ranged from limited on light demand to a standstill with too few transactions to trend. For the week, live prices are steady to a dollar higher in Kansas at $138, steady in Colorado at $145, steady to $3 higher in Nebraska at $145 to $151, and steady to $2 higher in the Western Corn Belt at $147 to $150. Dressed prices are steady in Nebraska at $234 and steady to $6 lower in the Western Corn Belt at $234. Choice boxed beef cutout value was 88 cents lower through Thursday afternoon at $264 a hundredweight. Select was 24 cents lower at $240.57.
Shh, hear that? It's a quiet, easy handling Hereford cow. That's right. No broken fences, no busted gates, no injured people. Herefords lead the way in the silent traits and fertility. Studies show they increase profitability by more than $51 per cow per year at the same time. That's real money and real results. Isn't it time for you to come home to Hereford? Learn more at hereford.org.
I had just two trendable weekly Thursday auctions to report at press time. Feeder steers sold mostly steady to $3 lower at Woodward Livestock Auction in Oklahoma, where there are 3,572 head on offer. Feeder heifers traded steady. Steer calves sold $3 to $5 higher, while heifer calves sold steady. And at Cattleman's Livestock Auction in Dalhart, Texas, steer and heifer calves weighing less than 600 pounds sold firm, except for $2 to $4 higher on fancy thin types. There are 1,896 head on offer. Major U.S. financial indices closed lower Thursday on continued investor concern about recession and positioning at the end of the quarter. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 254 points lower, the S&P 500 closed 33 points lower, and the NASDAQ was down 149 points. The indexes were lower through noon today as well, with pressure including the lowest Manufacturing Purchasing Managers Index since June of 2020, according to the Institute of Supply Management. On Thursday, West Texas Intermediate Crude Oil Futures on the CME closed from $3.63 to $4.02 lower through the front six contracts. Now to those USDA reports. Corn planted area for all purposes in 2022 was estimated at 89.9 million acres in USDA's acres report. That would be 3.44 million acres less, or 4% less than last year. However, it was more than the estimate in the prospective plantings report and more than the trade expected. Compared with last year, planting acreage is expected to be down or unchanged in 35 of the 48 estimating states. Corn stocks in all positions on June 1st totaled 4.35 billion bushels, up 6% year over year, according to USDA's grain stocks report. Of the totals, 2.12 billion bushels were stored on farms, which was 22% more than a year earlier. Off-farm stocks at 2.23 billion bushels were 6% less. Soybean planted area for this year was estimated at 88.3 million acres, which would be 1% more than last year. Still, soybean acreage was significantly less than the prospective plantings report and below trade expectations. Compared with last year, planted acreage is up or unchanged in 24 of the 29 estimating states. Soybeans, stored in all positions on June 1st, totaled 971 million bushels, up 26% from a year earlier. On-farm stocks totaled 331 million bushels, up 51% from a year ago. Off-farm stocks of 640 million bushels were up 17% more than a year ago. Off-farm stocks of 640 million bushels were 17% more than a year ago. All wheat planted area for 2022 was estimated at 47.1 million acres, up 1% from 2021. If realized, it would represent the fifth lowest all wheat planted area since records began in 1919. Old crop all wheat stored in all positions on June 1st totaled 660 million bushels, down 22% from a year ago. On-farm stocks were estimated at 93 million bushels, down 34% from last year. Off-farm stocks of 567 million bushels were 19% less than a year ago. Finally, acreage for all hay was estimated at 51.5 million acres, which would be 771,000 acres more, or 1.5% more than last year. That's your Cattle Current Market Update for Friday, the 1st of July. This is Wes Ishmael. Thanks for listening.